This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So Little Victories is all about starting the show and ending the show with something positive.
That's right.
I'm going to say that today I ran over something.
What?
And I didn't have a flat tire.
Okay,
that
good,
was
good.
My little victory.
Oh, I thought you meant like an animal or something.
No.
Okay.
No. There was like a blue bag in the road. It's raining. It's
crazy.
Lightning.
Yep.
It's crazy out there, at least where we live right now on the southwest side of the city. And I basically ran over this bag and went, oh, God.
What was that?
And then I was like, well, I guess I don't have a flat tire, so nothing was in it.
Well, my low tire pressure didn't go off, so we good.
That part, yeah.
I heard something pop, but it wasn't my tire.
Yeah, what's your little victory?
My little victory is that the boys are sick.
Oh, come on.
But it's okay, because my wife's going to stay home, make sure they're taken care of, and, you know, nurse them back to health. And
we're going
to take steps, baby steps, if you will, no pun intended. But the little victory
never
is that
ends with them.
We do have the ability to take care of our children, and we're blessed enough to use our hands and minds and bodies to do so.
And you got the PTO.
Little victories.
Little victories.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the other day, DZ looks at me and he goes, would you use someone else's deodorant? I went, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
What led you to ask me that ludicrous question? Because no, I would not.
Well, move, let me tell you. Because he's a ludicrous idea.
Yep.
Well, man, I was at the rehearsal for a game the other day, Fiserv Forum.
People don't realize this about when you work for the Bucks. You have to be there at like 1 p.m. for every game.
Yeah, if it's like a 7 o'clock tip-off, usually like
even
a rehearsal's 1, 1:30.
Even though you're the in-game host, they make you sit there all day. That's wild.
Hey, I'll take it. It is
I would just
is.
Roll in at 5 like everybody else. That's so nice of you.
Roll
yeah.
in for game time?
Yeah.
Hop on for the shoe cam?
Literally.
Like, oh yeah, this is what I'm wearing today.
Be like, I'm here for the kiss cam. Hi.
House shoes.
Okay, so you get to Fiserv.
We're through rehearsal. We're starting to get ready right before the game, right? So now's my time to go from like my sweats to my clothes, game time clothes. And as I'm getting ready, I go, where's my deodorant? I start patting my bag, moving stuff around, checking through. I don't got my deodorant. I remember having it. So I must have left it at home somewhere, just threw it down and didn't pick it up with the rest of my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going, oh no. I'm a big dude. You know, it's been a couple hours since the last time I applied deodorant when I got out the shower.
Right.
So I'm going to want to be fresh for the game.
You apply multiple times a day?
Yeah, usually.
Once a day kind of gal, but go on.
See, but again, being a bigger guy.
Just curious.
When I move around, sweat a little bit, I use aluminum-free deodorant so it doesn't hold you over.
Right,
as
you need
as,
more.
So you need more. So got before
it.
Game time, I'm like, let me reapply to make sure I'm refreshed.
Totally.
Right? Natural. I don't have my deodorant, so I'm going, uh-oh. I'm not trying to stink for this game. It was on that nice, nice day, that like 70-degree day.
Oh, so you're definitely sweating.
Wrong day to forget the deo.
Oh, jeez.
So I start scrambling. I'm like, bro, I need to borrow somebody's deodorant.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish Fiserv Forum sold some.
You're like, I'm not going out there around people smelling like this.
It's kind of embarrassing to be like, hey, anybody got some deodorant? So
ooh,
I avoided
you should have gone in the Bucks locker room.
Yeah, I should have just been like,
hey, boys.
Hey, Giannis. Let me get that degree real quick.
I would be curious to know what kind of deodorant they use. I'm not going to lie.
Damn, you got that Dove on you? Nah, I'm not doing that, obviously.
Okay.
So I'm kind of scrambling. Mentally, I'm going, Well, what do I do? I start asking the young guys around, man. Some of the 414 crew, the Rim Rockers, guys that are in the locker. I'm like, hey, youngins, y'all got any deodorant?
And did they?
They start asking out loud, hey, anybody got deodorant for DZ?
Come on.
I'm like,
gotta hate young people.
I was thinking I'm going to have to scrape the deodorant, like use the cap or a napkin, because it's hygienically gross, man. I did not want to use anybody else's deodorant. That's disgusting.
I wouldn't want to rub on someone else's deodorant. That grosses me out.
Nasty, man, but I had to. I had to. Yeah. I needed it for the greater good, right?
Yeah.
Thankfully, these youngins nowadays are using the aerosol deodorant only.
Ah, so you could spray.
So I could spray
it. Thank God.
I was able to use it, but I was prepared and ready mentally to use somebody's deodorant stick and just like scrape some on the lid, scrape some in my hand and like pat my armpit.
Wait, deodorant grosses me out, reusing it after somebody else. It's like, I don't want to share your deodorant. That's one of the shareable products, in my opinion.
I kind of concur, but then here I am going, anybody let me borrow their deodorant? I was about ready to pay for it, too. Like, you don't want it back. I'm going to just keep it. I'll buy you a new one.
The other thing, you know, so deodorant, I would say, is not shareable.
Yeah.
But you had to, luckily it was a spray one.
Thankfully, it was shareable, but I was ready to use the stick, too. I would have scraped it for them and given it back if they wanted it, but that's gross to me.
You know what else is gross? Sharing makeup. I know women do it all the time, but don't give me your eyeliner and your mascara, because if you got some eye crud, I don't want it.
Oh,
the other thing I don't want to use from you is your chapstick or your lipstick, because if you got a cold sore, I don't want one.
See, and here's where I... Listen, though.
These are not things you could not share. Deodorant, and I'm adding on lipstick and mascara.
You can use the chapstick if it's not the lip-only one. If it's one you could squeeze out, like the CarMax.
That's fine. Yes, yes.
Apply to your finger, then rub on.
But,
cool.
But you cannot stick your finger in and then have somebody else's finger in there if it's one of those cans. No.
No?
No.
If your hands are clean, I'm going to let somebody use my chapstick.
Your hands.
No.
You can't trust anybody. Don't you get what I'm getting at? Same thing with the deodorant and the mascara and the lipstick.
I would let you use my chapstick.
You would?
Yeah, the little, like, the finger dab one. Like, if we need it, if you're
Thank
like,
you.
Man, I need some chapstick. My
Thank
people's.
You. It's a testament.
It's not like deodorant to me. For some reason, I'm like, yeah, go ahead, for sure.
Okay, well, what are other products that you cannot share? Because even though DZ used the deodorant, and he would.
Yeah, even though I don't
want to.
The
question of the day is non-shareable products.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
I think
deodorant,
that's fair.
I added on lipstick and mascara, because I know a lot of girls share makeup. It's not weird for them, but I think gross just gives me the ick.
Some people don't like to share lotion.
What about toothbrushes? I've done it.
I've done it.
Sure did. With
I've
a relationship,
done it. Yeah,
I've done it.
I was going to say, I've done it with Aaron, but that's
I've
gross.
Done it when I was married. That was the end. I did it before we got married, and people went, ooh, and I went, I'm gonna marry him. It's fine.
It's fine.
Otherwise, hell no, I'm not using your toothbrush.
We're okay. Oh man.
But that's a disgusting toothbrush is nasty. Let's admit it.
I had to borrow one of the homies' drawers once.
Oh, okay. Now you push me over the edge.
I had to borrow the homies' drawers once.
Stop talking. I'm disgusted. 414-533-1037. Unshareable products. What are the unshareable things? Don't you add another one on. You're looking at me all evil right now.
I still own them too.
I kept them. Somebody said razors and underwear. Somebody already texted in underwear. Shakira in Plymouth said underwear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Ryan from Calabama says I sound more dominant on the new microphone. Roar.
I am Allie. Hear me roar.
All right. Well, maybe I'm using this mic all the time now. What's up now?
Let's bring that mic over.
Screw it. Let's go. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Dude, I'm like talking. I'm like, what's going on?
It's a lot of buttons going on, all right? A lot of things. Give me a second, man. Dang.
There's two buttons, DZ. I'm on mic four. Our mics are all
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons sitting in front of me, and they all look the same.
The question of the day is, what is an unshareable product? Because DZ had to share someone's deodorant.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Ryan in Calabama this morning. Let's start with him. Oh, Lord help us. He said, I sound more dominant on this microphone.
Big dominant.
Hi, Ryan.
Good morning.
All right, what's the one product you won't share, Ryan?
I will not share swimsuits.
Ah, Fair enough.
Even if it's clean?
Nope, I won't share it. I have done this. I have scootered to the nearest store to go pick up a new swimsuit or something that I needed to wear.
Like in a pinch?
Mm. Yep.
Rather than saying, hey, anybody got a swimsuit for me?
Yeah.
Correct. I'll wear my underwear and go.
Well,
one of the two.
I think you're kind of going a little too far with this as a guy, because it's not like how women, you're not wearing Speedos. You're wearing trunks, right? You're wearing swim trunks and like boxers, so they're not as tight. I get why women don't want to wear swimsuits after each other. That's like really wearing undies. You know what I'm saying?
There's really no
contact to contact.
The netting in there.
Huh?
The netting's still in some swim trunks nowadays.
That's true, which is really annoying.
It's really weird.
I'm doing that.
I like you. I love avoiding the net.
Weirder.
What?
My wife said contraceptives aren't shareable, just to let you know.
Huh? I'm like, where did that come from?
Well, it's good to know. And apparently, Ryan, luckily, you only have children with your wife. So I'm glad she waited to tell you now.
I know, right? I was like, wow, babe, you mentioned the greatest one of all, I guess, this morning.
I hope people know those aren't shareable. But there's some sicko out there who would reuse it.
Listen,
so.
I'm putting it past nobody. Appreciate the PSA, Ryan.
I'm not
Ryan.
Putting it past anybody either.
Problem. I love y'all.
Bye.
Love you, Wednesday. Bye. Peace.
You have to get him to use the contraceptive first. That's the first issue. Let's go to Nate in Greenfield this morning. We're talking about products you cannot share.
Oh, Nate, man, why are we like this,
bro? I don't know. Hi, Nate.
Hey,
what's something you cannot share with other people?
Socks and shoes. I'm definitely not wearing anybody's socks and shoes.
Amen. Socks, my kids, their feet. Ugh,
as
disgusting.
An adult, no thank you.
No.
As a kid, me and the homies would swap shoes around.
I'd wear your shoes. I'm not wearing your socks. I don't know why those gross
Maybe
me
shoes,
out.
Yeah.
Your socks gross me out less than your shoes do, surprisingly.
What?
Because the shoes is what take the sweat, the impact, the oils. That's what really holds the stink. The socks, unless you literally
The socks
just,
are like underwear.
Unless you just took them off your feet. Those are clean socks. I'd borrow a pair of socks from the homie. If mine got wet and we're on the golf course, I'm like, hey fam, you got an extra pair of socks on you?
Yeah.
I would. The shoes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
well,
I agree with that one.
All right. He said fair.
Nate in Greenfield, thanks for calling for the question of the day. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Socks and shoes.
Somebody said bath water. Yeah, that's disgusting on our text line.
Y'all be sharing bath water?
Shut up, DZ. That is nasty and you know it. Somebody else said AirPods.
Gross. Gross.
Jane in Caledonia texted an AirPod. That grosses me out, too. I don't want to use your AirPods. Hell no.
I don't really see myself in many worlds where I'm sharing AirPods with anybody. But, for example, when we are at games, I'm not sharing my in-ear stuff, man.
Yeah.
I like over-the-ear headphones.
Sure.
At work, I can't necessarily always have them. I need contacts, so I got an in-ear. That in-ear, I had to buy my own. I don't know who wore the last ones before me.
I wouldn't have worn one that had been worn by somebody else. That's disgusting.
I don't know whose ear's been in there. No. I'm good. No, thank you.
No, let's go to Danny and Oak Creek next. We're talking about things you cannot share on the question of the day. DZ shared deodorant.
I did.
But it was a spray one, so we're going to let it slide today.
I would have shared the stick, though. I needed it.
Hi, Danny.
Morning.
Morning.
Ryan. What's something you cannot share? Somebody texted an eyeliner. Ashley in Oak Creek. Ashley, I already said makeup is disgusting. No.
I would have never considered that.
Well, no.
Mm-mm. Nobody should be sharing my topic that I was going to say, but everybody shared it already. So
panties?
Underwear and, well, I ain't wearing no women's panties. Heck no.
Oh, I guess I had you wrong there.
What's wrong with a little tonga in your life, man? A little tongy tong tong, man. Cisco like did a whole song about it.
I'm kidding, Danny. What won't you share?
Swimsuits and underwear.
Everybody's sticking to the privates, man.
Yeah, the body parts.
Ickety.
I understand.
My buddy Care Bear, last year at the Brewer game, wanted to get all plumped up with his little lips, and my wife put some that lip gloss or whatever on it, and we were all taking pictures and sharing that to everybody, so he got blasted on it.
Did he get a cold sore from the lip gloss that he shared?
He better not.
How many people shared it? Just them
Ick.
Two?
I think she tossed it after that.
Makes sense. Yeah. Now that makes sense.
All right, Danny. Well, Danny says swimsuits and undies. Thanks for calling, Danny. You have a great day.
You too.
Peace.
Bye. Somebody said, Rebecca in Sheboygan also said I would not share socks. Somebody said toothbrush, ooh. We covered that one.
Mm-hmm.
DZ and I both admitted we've used other people's toothbrushes, but only I was married.
Significant others
Well,
only.
I wasn't married. I was going to get married. And I used his toothbrush. You've used Aaron's.
Yeah, exactly. And we weren't married either. Yeah. I mean, I've used it married, too. When you need to, you need to, dog.
Totally. Kirsten in Greenfield texted in and said, I must be nasty. I share deodorant, undies, makeup, AirPods. Yeah, you are, Kirsten. Goodbye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Ooh. There's something shady about going to your significant other's dream destination without them.
Yeah, but when it's a dream destination like this, does it really matter? Let's get into it.
Yes, it does matter.
I don't think so.
Okay, so what's the problem today on What Would DZ Do?
Well, someone hit us up and said, my friends invited me on a girls' trip to a city my husband has been asking to go to.
Ugh.
Husband's dream destination. And wifey's getting a chance to go without him. She said,
I would be so mad at you.
She said, my husband isn't a huge traveler, but has mentioned for years that he really loves the Boston Red Sox.
Oh.
Out of all teams. Great. Randomly of all days.
Random, okay.
And wants to visit Boston. Boston with me. He talks about it often. He has never actually planned a trip with me or made it happen.
Okay.
Fast forward, my friends and I go on girls' trips once every 2 years.
Fun.
And they're planning on spending our weekend this year, and you guessed it, Boston.
Oh, no. The husband's dream destination.
My husband's dream destination. I want to go because I've never been either, but I know he isn't going to take it well when I tell him where we're going.
Ruh-roh.
But he's had years to make this happen.
Should
I go on the trip or not?
Okay, mm-hmm. Do you think she should go on the trip?
Yes. I do think she should go on the trip.
Why? Because he never planned one or what?
No, just because you shouldn't be missing an opportunity because something hasn't already been done. Right now, if you're obviously you're saying this is where we're going to go together. Y'all don't sound like y'all have had this conversation. What I do think is the best course of action, though, is give him a little side invite. Talk to the homies. Be like, ladies, hear me out. I don't necessarily want to invite him on the girls' trip.
Yeah.
But this is Big Dog's dream destination. Can he tag along?
No.
Hear me out,
you
ladies.
You lost me. Can the hubby tag along on the girls' trip?
He's not coming to the excursions.
He's not coming to anything.
My man.
Sit in the back of the plane.
My man is going to be.
We don't know him.
My man is going to be over at the big wall staring.
Get your own room.
He's going to be touring the stadiums. He's going to be having some clam chowder by the harbor.
No.
And he's not going to be bothering us, but he's going to be on the flight with us. He's going to be in the hotel with us. I'm going to have a side room where I might sleep with him once or twice. You know what I'm saying?
He's just there so you can get it on once in a while.
But the girls' trip is the girls' trip. He's just got to tag along. You can't go without him. He's been talking about it for years, far too long. I don't want you to bail on the trip, but I don't want him to miss an opportunity either.
You can't go without him? The hell you can't.
You can.
You sure can.
You just going to have to fight him for it.
WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, I didn't think your advice was going to be to bring him on the girls' trip. I thought you might say deflect to another city.
Nope.
Tell the girls, hold on, book a trip with him before you go with the girls.
Nope.
You're saying bring it. No, apps. You know what? Your advice is garbage today. And I'm normally not that blunt.
I'm sorry, but it's Boston.
This is awful.
I've never been, but I don't necessarily know what all there is to do. So
listen, 414. You can text or call and tell DZ how wrong he is about bringing your dude on the girls' trip. 414-533-1037. I'm trying to think this out in my mind.
What would you say?
I would never bring my dude on a girls' trip. I might plan a trip to go there. I would be bummed because I'd be like, well, I want to share this with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to get to come. But I would try to deflect to another city maybe and go, you guys. Although my friends would be like, what? You had all these years to go.
Let's go to New Albany instead.
He's not serious about going to Boston. Let's go. That's what the girls would say.
I think he's serious. The opportunity just hasn't presented itself. Mm. Here's the opportunity. Present itself.
Somebody said, LMAO, I was waiting for a dream destination to be somewhere harder to get to.
Thank you. It's Boston. Let him come to the trip.
It's
y'all ain't
such
going to Hawaii.
A dude thing to have a Boston because of a sports team. It has nothing to do with any like weather, tropical, beach. It's like, I want to go to the baseball field. It's such a guy. A girl would never pick that as her dream destination.
He probably likes clam chowder too. Come on now.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. The texts are funny.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
He wants to go to Boston with her for the girls' trip.
Nah, well, he should go to Boston.
Well, he's mad because now she's stressed out, whoever wrote in, because that's been her hubby's dream destination because he loves the Red Sox.
We didn't give her a name either.
We didn't give her a name. Mm.
Traveling Tammy.
Traveling Tammy. There you go. I feel like she's called in before. She's written in before, Traveling Tammy.
I think so.
Anna in Racine wrote in and said, if he was serious about going to Boston, he would have made the time for that to happen. Inviting your husband to tag along on the girls' trip is a quick way to be excommunicated isolated from girls' trips. Amen.
Dang. Okay.
Amen, girl. Let's go to Saucy Sandra. We'll start with her this morning. You know, she's going to be all fired up about this. Traveling Tammy. She wants to figure out what to do because her girls are going to her husband's dream destination. Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey. What a sauce. Should we bring the dude on the trip?
Yes.
Hell no. Oops.
Absolutely
not. What are you
not.
Thinking, DZ? That is total excommunication.
I'm thinking kill two birds, one stone.
No, it's like bringing a chick on the dude trip. You would never.
I'm not saying that they're going to hang out with us when we're doing squad activities, but if they're wanting to come to a city, I'm a two-for-one. You go ahead, do what you want to do. Bye.
Yes and no, because he wants to experience it with her, okay?
Fair,
so
fair.
He should have taken the initiative first. So now this is what she's going to do. She's going to go on the trip, right? And she's going to say, look, I'm scouting out places so that when you finally decide and we plan to go, then we know where to go.
Fair.
That, she's going on the trip.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, baby, so then when we go next time, I got you. I can surprise you with some things that I think you might think are fun. That's not a bad
idea.
Okay,
you well, to dinner. I know where to eat.
Yeah.
I know what to do.
Can we just keep it real, though, that he's never going to plan the trip? I think he's been waiting on... Is this one of those relationships where he's waiting on his wife to plan it and it's never going to happen unless she does?
Well, there we go.
What makes you say
then
that?
We become
because he never did it. She's the planner.
We just do what we have to do.
We
like,
passive
okay,
aggressive.
But it's on him.
I'm saying he never
the
took
the
initiative.
The trip.
Yeah. He's the one that wants to go to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was hoping that she planned it as like a surprise for him or something.
Once
he was bringing,
again...
He was bringing it up as like a desire, right?
It can happen, my guy. It's the codependency waiting on the other one.
Yeah, we're a little too
codependent. How long has
he
been bringing this trip up? She said for quite some time.
Yeah, years.
Yep.
Okay, well, then it's his own problem. She's going on the trip.
I love women. We're like, screw him, not our problem.
Yeah, no.
Make your own trip.
If he wanted to do it, he would have taken the initiative to do it.
What if she makes a plan for him to go with his guys? Like, you know, like, oh, that's the nice way.
Nah, but Saucy
you can't
was right.
Bring him with.
Saucy was right. He wants to go and experience that city with her.
Mm.
You know, go with her to do all the things because that's his person. Maybe he doesn't have like a lot of friends or make a lot of time for himself. Who actually knows, right? But I get where Saucy's coming from. I'm listening.
Wait, Carmen in Germantown texted in. She said I had to pull over to respond to this one.
Uh-oh.
And then she wrote in all caps, absolutely not. She's like, do not bring him on the trip. Women need to have spaces that don't include men. You can text
Thank
in like
you.
Carmen. 414-533-1037. But only women understand that. So men are going to be like, what the hell? When they hear that comment.
Because we don't
like
feel like
said,
we need
do you
space.
Want us to join you guys,
you guys don't
when
want
you
space,
guys
you
go
want booty.
To Vegas or something? No. Like, let us do our thing and you can do your thing. Just out it out. And then when he actually makes and plans this vacation, then do it.
All right Sauce.
Thanks for calling, Saucy. We appreciate you. Love you.
Peace.
All right, let's go to Michaela in Milwaukee. She feels like she's a pro at this.
Oh, hi, Michaela.
Hi, Michaela.
Hey there.
Go ahead, pro.
Why are you such a pro? Tell everyone.
My best friend lives in Boston, so I've done the girly trips out there, and I've done the hubby trips out there.
Perfect.
All right. Did your husband want to go to Boston?
Say more.
When we did the trips, it was just he and I. It wasn't a girl trip because
okay.
I'm with Saucy. You don't. His dream trip is not to be the third wheel on somebody else's vacation.
Touche. Yeah, you're right. You're
Amen
right. Y'all are
to
right
that,
about
Michaela.
That.
So, yeah, and she's not doing the trip that he wants to do. She's not, unless she's going to, like, the Red Sox or something. That would be weird.
That
if
would be even funnier
do,
if the women go on a tour of the stadium. That'd be hysterical. Fenway Park. They're like, hey, guess what we did?
Game. We went to a Sox game.
Woo, it was so fun, honey. I can't wait to take you.
It's crazy. We got to tour the locker room and everything.
Well, I met half
and
the
you
team.
You better like the couch. He's gonna be pissed.
We caught a ball,
so Michaela,
but I threw it back, honey.
What's the genuine advice in this one? Because otherwise, he's gonna be mad. Regardless,
yeah.
If he really wants to go there, then plan a trip for him and you. Make it a thing for you guys. Do his dream trip, not your girls' trip, kind of modified to fit him in, maybe.
Okay.
Who texted in? Is Boston closing? Why does he have to go now?
And all the stuff that she wants to do the things he's not going to want to do. Your
right.
girlfriends will appreciate this stuff, and he is not going to want you to drag him to it.
True.
You've got different interests. So lean in. Have totally different trips.
Yeah.
It's not the same place that you're going to. It's just the same city.
Same
and
city.
Boston's huge.
Okay.
So that's not the same trip.
Right. It is
Fair.
A big city.
Fair.
Well, Paige from South Milwaukee texted in, I just couldn't go to my boyfriend's dream destination. I would suggest a different vacay spot. That was my original suggestion, but that. I don't know. The women are talking me back over to the woman's side, where I'm just like, screw men. He's not coming. He can get his own trip.
Screw him. It's give him what he wants, but what he wants
is
to be the third wheel.
No, Allie heard.
I heard leave him at home, okay? That's what I heard.
This time, yes.
Michaela. Goodness. All right. Well, all Boston right. Expert, appreciate it.
Bye, Michaela. Love
Bye.
You.
She didn't say love you back, huh?
Damn it.
Well, fine, Michaela.
But everybody was saying love you these days. She messed up our flow. All right. Tanya in Kenosha texted into 414-533-1037. She said, if they're like 22, I can see this immature mindset. Being 40, I couldn't imagine trying to bring a tag along. Ah, she's saying age makes a difference. Really? I don't think it matters. I think if it's your husband's dream trip, and now your girls want to go there, it's his fault. He hasn't planned it yet.
See, and the reason I didn't say argue for a new city is because then you got to go against the grain. It feels like this trip has already been in the works, right?
Mm.
Boston's decided. Mm. It's not like there's a B option, right? B is Boston.
Yeah.
A is Boston, and C is Boston.
Mm-hmm.
This one's tough.
Yeah. TC in Racine said, depending on how long the trip is, maybe he can fly in at the end and they stay and do things together. Well, Heather and Shorewood better have some good advice.
TC, that's solid.
Yeah, it is solid.
Okay.
Wrap it around the girls' trip.
You stay when everybody else leaves, your husband pulls up, and then y'all... Okay, TC.
Yep. Let's see what Heather and Shorewood says. She better have some better advice. Because we've done pretty well with the other two callers. Hi, Heather.
Hi. I don't know if my advice is better, but...
It can't be worse than DZ's, which is bring them on the girls' trip.
Yeah, fair enough. That is
come on.
That's the worst. You do not bring husbands.
She said, yeah.
I lost the
Everyone's
advice
like,
today.
Yeah, God. DZ.
Don't do what DZ would do. Nobody said you have to. I just said, you know, I'm going to try to
help. We can't win them all, DZ. Today's not your day.
The disclaimer on the front end says it's not always great advice.
I can guarantee that those girls are not going to Fenway Park, and they're not going to be doing all of the guy stuff or parts, things like that. They're going to be doing the girl stuff.
Yeah.
Plan another trip on another day, but go to Boston with your girls, and then, yeah, have your husband plan that trip. Because if he really wanted to go, he'd plan it.
Yeah, I think he's been waiting on everybody else to do it for him. Somebody texted in and said, I ran into this with my husband, my boyfriend at the time. He always wanted to golf out there, so I planned for him and I the first few days to do our thing in Vegas. Oh, he wanted to golf in Vegas.
Okay.
And then the girls flew in and she continued on with the girls trip. So a lot of people are saying wrap it together.
I like the wrap. Yeah, TC bringing that up really kind of like full circled and went, if you can.
That makes one of us.
If you can.
Leave the guy at home. It's a girls trip, okay? How many times do we need to say this?
It's a girls trip.
It's a girls trip. So are they fixed or not?
I think so.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
I think we're fixed.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Try it out. I think we're fixed.
Try it out. Say hello, Allie.
Hello, Allie.
Oh, your voice is so nice, Allie.
I don't notice a difference.
Wow.
Same person.
If you've been listening to the show, you know that something happened with our mics this morning as soon as we got to the station. And we called our IT guy, our engineer, Ed. And he's here now. And we don't know if he fixed them. But that's why you heard dead air. Because he's been fixing something. And it wasn't him. I don't even know what happened.
I went
to get coffee and then you guys said we were off the air. What the hell?
He went in here and started feverishly working to try to get our microphones working.
Ed, is it fixed or not?
Is it fixed or are we off air?
Wait, turn it on.
Hello. How do I sound?
Oh, my God.
Staticky?
Clear? No, can I switch places with you?
Yeah, take your spot
Because, okay, hold on, everybody. DZ, I got
to
switch.
Go ahead, do your thing. For all intensive purposes, we need to switch.
There's something to, what is it called? The feng shui or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I have to move. Yeah.
Go ahead, do your thing. Got you. Feng shui is super important
I forgot about my headphones.
The orientation and the layout of the room, the energy that gets crafted. We got a lot of chaos going on. And if you did hear that we went off air, it was because, unfortunately, my mans was fixing our things. And, now we're back. Hopefully.
Ed, thank you. Oh my gosh, I feel at home.
You feel better? We good now?
I just need a deep breath. I'm back where I belong. It's like when you haven't slept in your bed for days.
Yep.
And you get your bed back and you're like, I'm where I belong. I'm on the right microphone now.
Yes.
Okay, so we're back.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed. We appreciate you.
You're amazing.
Every time we put Ed on the air, people go, he's got a great voice. Is he single? He does have a great voice, and no, he is not single, everybody. So move on with your lives.
Okay. Just like that. Leave him alone.
Those are the two questions. Is he single and he's got a nice voice?
That is true.
Okay, I have to read you from yesterday before we start Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
Because now I know we're a little bit behind, but everyone's going to appreciate this. You remember yesterday the Am I the Jerk was about paying the amputee cat bill?
Of course. People at Pfizer Forum would not stop talking to me about it yesterday.
Really? What did they say?
People were like, bro, that cat, how much, bro? We need that breakdown. And I was like,
isn't that
man,
crazy?
Don't we need the breakdown?
Well, so yesterday, if you missed it on Am I the Jerk,
jerk. She wanted to know if she was the jerk for not paying the bill for her brother's cat who had they had to amputate the tail, right? Because mm-hmm. the tail mm-hmm. got stuck in the recliner, right?
Yep. It was a kitten, yep.
Mm-hmm. And so we talked about it on the air, and then yesterday she sent the entire breakdown of the bill for us.
We asked for it, and she delivered.
She delivered. Okay, so let me pull this up quick, because I want you guys to... Oh, my God, this is crazy. Because everyone was like, how was the cat bill $6,000?
Thank you.
Here's the breakdown. The vet was $1,572.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequent care and treatment was $1,000.
Okay.
Property damages.
Huh? The recliner?
Are you kidding me?
You mean the recliner?
They put $1,000 on here for property damages. And then, ready for how much they put for pain and suffering in this letter they sent to their own sister?
Say it.
$3,000.
Three bands, bro.
That's how they came to $6,500 when they sent her a bill for the three. You added $3,000. Get the hell out of here.
$4,000 for the couch.
That's crazy.
For the couch and your emotional distress.
You're out of your mind.
Because you shed a couple tears over your cat's tail. Man. Okay, so shout out my guy Theron. He's one of the security guards over at Fiserv, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He brought it up and looked at me and went, $6,000?
Uh-huh.
$6,000? And
uh-huh.
I gave him the inside scoop. I told him the breakdown. I was like, bruh, it was only...
Yeah, because we had gotten it yesterday after the show. She sent it.
I said, I'm going to burst the bubble. It was only $1,500 for cat bills. And he said, what? He looked at me, and at the same time, we said, bruh, give her $500 and call it a day.
And you know what she wrote in as well?
What?
She said, because I wrote her back, and I said, that breakdown is wild. That's so messed up. They charged you $3,000. Get the hell out of here. She said, I know. I was like, wow, when I got the letter. So for those saying we should have offered, we weren't even given a chance to. We
sure.
were completely bombarded and treated like crap from the jump. And how do you move on after your family threatens to sue you?
That is true.
Fair
yeah,
enough.
I'm not going to take that from you, because how do you move on?
So there's your update on the amputee cat bill. They added $3,000 for pain and suffering. No wonder they're not talking anymore.
$4,000 if you add the recliner,
wow.
bro. What?
Okay. All right. So now we've got to get into Am I the Jerk? I know we're running late, but we wanted to give you the update on that, on the cat. So Am I the Jerk? Then Jim Gaffigan tickets. Then you're not going to believe who was creeping on my social media and got busted.
Huh?
You know when you accidentally like someone's picture?
I don't do that often.
A
but
guy
sure.
I used to date got busted creeping on my profile.
No.
I can't believe I busted him. I was like, dude, does he even know he just did this?
All right, let's get to it then.
Don't worry. That's after Am I the Jerk. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Should we do the tattoo one today?
What?
I think I might pull an audible and do the tattoo. Remember the husband, the tattoo?
Oh.
She sent it in. We got this one yesterday. I'm going to pull an audible. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. This one came from someone we know.
It's from someone we know, and I don't know if they care to
We're
be
We're calling her
anonymous.
Rebecca. I'm calling her Rebecca.
All right, go
she
ahead.
She was just... I don't care. This is hysterical.
They don't want to be anonymous.
I don't think she cares. She said, hey, Allie and DZ.
She doesn't. I remember when they told us this. She said, no, I'm going to stay with my chest 10 toes.
She said, Allie and DZ, if you would like to use my husband's butt tattoo...
And this is not my wife.
Of his best friend's name on Am I the Jerk. You absolutely can. Here's the story. This is so funny because DZ has a tattoo on his tush.
This ain't about me though.
No, this is not. So she says, Allie and DZ, my husband Andy will do almost anything for a laugh. He does a comedy podcast with his bestie Pete and he wanted a shock factor. I think he went too far this time. He's been going to a tattoo artist for some time now, getting a half sleeve on his arm. I love it. It's beautiful. It has tons of meaning. On one of his visits, he couldn't take much of the pain on his arm for whatever reason. So he and his artist decided to call it quits early. So instead of wasting ink, he thought, what can we do with this?
What else?
Next thing I know, I'm getting a picture sent to me of my husband's best friend's name on his tush.
Shout out Pete! Petey!
I immediately respond with, get the bleep out of here, thinking that was the joke.
It was fake.
Sending me a picture, but not actually doing it. Little did I know, he actually had Pete's name tattooed on his butt cheek.
Big ups,
and to top
Pete.
It off, he ended his name with a little heart.
Oh, he loved Pete.
I was hurt by this, considering my husband would never get my name tattooed on him.
Aww.
Yeah, he even told me that. Because relationships can dissolve, but his best friend will be there forever. Huh?
Pete's going to be there no matter what.
We've been married for 15 years this year, two kids together, and he has one from a previous relationship. I have been through hell and back with this man. Am I the jerk for being upset that my husband got his best friend's name tattooed on his butt, even if he claims it was just for a laugh? This is a real story.
You've been through hell and back, but you're not Pete.
And she told us this, and I said, oh, it would be on,
dude.
This
is gold.
This is a golden am I the jerk. She is not the jerk, in my opinion.
For being mad?
I think I get why he thought it was funny,
yeah.
But he went too far.
You think so?
This is too far.
You aren't supposed to get the actual tattoo with the heart. You don't love Pete. You love your wife. Get her name.
I remember when we talked about this, when she originally brought it up, and it was because they're restarting their podcast,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when
he wanted a stunt.
He wanted a stunt, basically. Mm-hmm. So he shocked his buddy, the listeners, like their podcast, like listeners, whatever, when at the end of the show was like, by the way, here's a surprise. Butt tattoo.
Look.
I love you, Pete.
I'm not going to get your name, DZ. I'm going to get Aaron's name just to mess with you.
That I'd love
with
that.
The heart.
I'd love that. That actually wouldn't bother
and
me.
And everyone would be like, who's Aaron? I'd be like, DZ's
wife.
Don't ask. He's got thug life. I have her name. Don't ask.
On your butt.
On my butt. I have your wife's name.
It's Aaron's BBL.
Okay, is he the jerk for getting his best friend's name tattooed on him?
No.
So which is it? Is she the jerk for being hurt, or is he the jerk for getting the friend's name tattooed? Which way are we going?
I believe is she the jerk for being hurt,
yeah.
Right? Because
even though he claims it was just for a laugh.
I think it's jerky.
Yeah,
I do. You
I
know,
do too.
As somebody,
it's
no,
too far.
I think she's the jerk for being mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think he went too far.
No, you're saying she's not the jerk
Correct.
For being upset.
Correct.
I know where she's coming from.
Yeah.
Hear it. But I think if you know your husband, he's a goofball.
Mm-hmm.
She said in the message, he's always willing to do whatever it takes to get a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You married that man knowing that. That butt tattoo wasn't going to change nothing. If it wasn't the butt tattoo of Pete's name, it was going to be the butt tattoo of some other name.
Somebody said, Mimi from Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Divorce him and let him marry Pete.
Okay, now.
414-533-1037. I cannot wait to hear what the listeners say. Is she the jerk for being hurt that her husband got his best friend's name on his tush with a heart as a joke, but yet it's a real tattoo?
He ain't get it on his neck.
Katie in Milwaukee said, jerk, his body, let him do what he wants. It's funny. Plus, hoes come and go, but my soldiers stay eternal.
Pete, I love Pete. I'm about to get a good I Heart Pete tattoo.
I'm getting one of my friend's names on me now. Forget this.
No, I love Pete too.
Forget this.
He's starting a movement.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, did we give her a name?
We left her name as is because she don't care. We said Rebecca.
Rebecca wrote in, wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad that her husband got a tattoo of his best friend Pete's name on his tush with a heart.
Pete Hart.
He said he would never get her name, but then he thought it'd be funny to get his best friend's name. She's now upset about it. I don't blame you. I'd be upset too, girl.
I'm willing to bet that this man has plenty of other tattoos that have meaning for you, your family, all that.
Lance is in Economowalk. Remember Lance?
Lance.
Good morning.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Lance. What's
well, we're
work?
Talking butt tattoos. So, what do you think? Is she the jerk for being upset?
I don't think she's the jerk.
Okay.
Okay. So, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
well,
right.
Who? I mean, first of all, who or whatever kind of man is going to put another man's name on his butt?
Well, a lot of men, actually.
It's
I mean,
a bro-lance.
Love is love. Okay, Lance, let him live.
All right, wait a minute. My question is, which side is it on?
Ah!
He said if it's on the left cheek or the right cheek. He said it's like an earring.
Does it matter? Does that tell you which? What does that mean? Left or right?
Okay, now, if she's upset about the whole entire deal, about a man's name on his butt, she could tell him, go put my name on your butt.
Right, but he won't do it. She's literally butthurt. There's a new meaning to butthurt.
Oh, but
I mean, she can always do she can always do a few things where she cannot see it.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I guess I hear you, man. But she's well within within their rights to be bothered by it.
Yeah, I would be upset. He went too far.
Me personally, I would.
Too far of a stunt. Doesn't matter if it was for laughs or not, man. Not a gag. Ugh.
Takes a confident man to do it, though.
Oh, I swear. Get another man. I'm not getting my guy's name tatted on me. What I look like?
I'm getting Aaron's on me, though, for sure. I'm getting your wife on my butt, for sure.
That I respect.
All right, Lance, you say not the jerk, though. She's allowed to be mad.
Kicks it off.
Yeah, she is allowed to be mad, yes.
Fair enough. Appreciate your call, Lance.
Thanks, Lance.
Don't be jerking that.
Get out of here, man.
Go to Tanya in Kenosha this morning. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. I'm so fancy. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is Rebecca the jerk for being upset that her husband got his best friend's name tattooed on his butt?
Man, this girl is legit. She's not mad that it's his name on the butt. She's just mad it's not her name on there. Honestly, she has every right. She is not the jerk. That's messed up.
Mm-hmm. Why? How is that messed up? If you're somebody, because, if he's an entertainer, arguably.
Now him and his friend are going to break up anyway. He doomed it. You know? He screwed the friendship anyway.
That you're willing to have somebody else's name, but not your 15 years married wife, got two kids together.
Oh, she
you
said
clearly
that.
Don't care. It's for fun and laughs. Go put that woman's name on you right now.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's true.
You know what, Tanya? You do have a great point. Like, if you can do it and you can't do it for your 15-year wife,
who you share a family with,
if it's not that serious and it's a joke, what's the difference? Do your wife's name.
You can cover it up eventually if, God forbid, something did happen. True. Don't even use that in his excuse then.
True. No, that's very true.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going, I just don't want somebody else's name. He did it as a gag. I remember the picture, and it seems thin.
It's funny.
I think it'll fade. If I'm going to be honest with you, like, to no tattoos,
well,
I think
Rebecca doesn't
fade.
Care if it's going to fade. It's there, DZ. You're not helping right now.
Nope, I know I'm not,
all right,
but I'm
trying. Tanya, thank you so much for calling.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Doubled up.
Well, last but not least, Clayton's in Lake Mills. He's on day two. He might get a theme song.
Okay, next one in the barrel.
Clayton.
What up, Clayton? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going on this rainy Wednesday?
Ugh. Dreary. You don't want to know. My son just called and asked where the umbrellas were and then asked me how to open it.
Oh, Lord.
And
another
he's 11.
Story. Another story for another
That's
day.
That's another story for another day. I failed as a parent. All right, Clayton. Clayton, for real, is she a jerk for being mad her husband got his best friend's name and a heart tattooed on his butt cheek?
No, she's not the jerk.
Vacuum up.
It's your day, Rebecca. You're winning. Yeah. Do we even need to explain why, Clayton, or is it just obvious today?
I'm just going to say, you know, it is a rainy Wednesday, so I'm just going to say, I normally always have something to say because that's just what I do.
Sure.
We're just going to say it's going to be obvious. That's what it is.
Fair enough. Mic drop on him.
Should the husband get her name on the butt cheek now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Put it on the other side, man. Make it
With a bigger heart. Make it worth it. Yes, sir.
Trish said it's better than her name on his butt. Is it, though? No.
No, it's all right. It's not better. No.
The good news is you guys look at our butts more than we look at yours. Like, we're not really looking at dudes' butts like that. So, really, I mean, when am I going to really be? Other than when you're getting in the shower, walking around naked.
Changing.
We're not really going to see your butt.
You're not going to see the butt like
it's not
that.
On the, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Clayton, we appreciate
it. 90% of the time. What the heck?
We appreciate your call, Clayton.
Bye,
have
Clayton.
A good day, man. Peace, brother. He's a goof,
all right. Well, not the jerk. There you go.
Vacuumed up. Sweep it up.
Congrats.
Go ahead.
You won today, Rebecca. Cece from Milwaukee texted in and said she's not really a jerk, but she isn't really a... She's not really a jerk, but she isn't really a jerk. If it's something silly like this, I don't think she should be mad. Ah.
Because of the intent wasn't serious. It's not like he got another person's name who he genuinely is going to leave you for.
He went too far, though. You know it.
I think we're taking it too serious.
Oh, Bella said, I think she needs to get Phil's name tatted on her butt.
Everybody loves
Who's
Pete.
Who's Phil?
I think she meant Pete.
Oh, get the friend.
The whole family loves Pete.
Oh, my
Pete.
God. Hysterical.
I love Pete,
that
too.
That might be funny.
Dog.
All right, do it.
We should tell her to do that.
Do that. All
we
right.
should tell her to do
we're
that.
Done.
All right.
Okay, we're good. Not the jerk. You're allowed to be mad.
Vacuum.
Somebody said speak for yourself, Allie. Forget you guys. All right. You ready to give away these Jim Gaffigan tickets?
I sure am.
We are going to find out who was creeping on my social media and got busted. Because there's nothing worse than accidentally liking someone's photo and not realizing you did it. And this guy did it.
This
I think it's hysterical.
It.
All right. Jim Gaffigan, you want to see this guy, though, right now? We're going to take caller 30. Jim Gaffigan's a comedian. He's coming to town. He does bits like this. Listen to this.
That's why I'm here right now.
Oh, it's about bedtime. Here we go.
Four kids. Bedtime is a crisis.
Mm. Amen.
That's why I'm here right now. It's too hard.
Amen.
They act like they've never been to sleep before.
Right?
bed? What's that?
Bruh.
No, I don't want to do that. Then it becomes some hostage negotiation.
Every parent gets it.
But in reverse. Look, if you stay in there, I will give you whatever you want.
Yes, we will go to Target.
I will meet your demands. What do you want, a helicopter to Cuba? Anything.
Yes, yes, General.
So relatable.
Stay in there.
That's so relatable, isn't
Dog.
It? Bedtime is a nightmare with kids. They literally try to negotiate everything with you. So.
And how they act brand new every single night like they've never done it before, that man is on point.
Yeah, Jim Gaffigan's coming to the Riverside Theater April 13th. So we're only, what,
10 days away?
Yeah, we're very 11? Close. Yeah. I was trying to do the math, and I couldn't, so I went, screw it. I'll let DZ fall on that sword.
And you know I don't do numbers, so why you throw me onto that grenade like that?
I couldn't think 414.
You lobbed up that same.
I screwed you on that one, for sure.
Was I right?
I don't know. 414-533-1037. You are going to go see Jim Gaffigan if you're caller 30. Good luck. Kiss FM. So random.
Out of nowhere.
What the hell? I literally... Like, that was the weird... I love you, Ed. Our IT guy's in here because he fixed our mics, and out of nowhere, he turns to me and he goes, do you want anything from Dunkin' Donuts? And I was so flustered because we were going on the air. I go, are you serious?
He was waiting for you to get off the phone.
I'm
he just
sorry,
didn't realize
Ed.
We were going right back into it.
Do I
it.
Want anything from Dunkin'? Yes, but hold on.
We give us 2 seconds.
Give us a second.
Because now I'm hungry, too, so yes. Yeah,
hold on.
I'm glad this actually worked out for us.
Michael's on the phone. I think I know Michael. He's on Brady Street. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I know you, don't I?
Yes, we know each other.
I know him. He's from the Brady Street Bid. Yes, you work on promoting Brady Street, correct?
You got it. I'm walking into a news story right now, but you know what? It's worth it staying here to win these tickets.
What?
Oh, snap.
Well, Michael, you're going to see Jim Gaffigan at Riverside Theater. Congratulations.
Hey, you guys, thank you. That's awesome.
Anything you want to shout out about Brady Street? Since we have you on the phone, you know we love a good Milwaukee tie-in.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? We're just lively right now in the fabulous rain. Come out and play on Brady. We got great coffee shops. We got great retail.
And Joe Katz at 1 a.m. if you're really feeling it.
Boy, and La Masa before that.
You know how many nights I've spent on Brady Street living my best life.
Listen.
I mean, it gives me all the nostalgia.
You ever seen somebody stand on a roof in the middle of the summer? Brady Street, baby.
Come on.
It's fun, though. It's fun.
Come on.
And safe. It's safe. It was their own house.
I love Brady Street. All right. You know what? Someone's going to be in touch. Check your email and have a great time at Jim Gaffigan. Good to talk to you, Mike.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Appreciate it, man. Peace.
Yeah, no, I do know him. He literally works on promoting like Brady Street and all that. They work at the Brady Street bid.
I missed what you said because you were like, Michael, and you said something Brady, and I was like, is that his
Sorry.
Last name? Something?
No.
I caught it.
He
obviously.
Works to help the city in Brady Street. So, yeah there you go.
You know how sometimes we'll say things so fast because mm-hmm. we're in the middle of a show?
It went right over your head.
And I was like, oh, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Something about the guy. I thought his name was Duncan for a second because he was talking about Duncan.
I know. There was too much happening there
a
all
lot.
At once. All right.
A lot.
It's fine. All right. Well, it is WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Good morning. It's
Good morning.
Allie and DZ.
Okay, enough of that. Now, you were saying some dude hit you up?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to let that slide?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh.
Sorry. This is a great story. By the way, Ed, hold on. Just give us 3 minutes, okay? Or five. Okay, so
Maybe
get
10.
This. So there I am. We were on vacation last week,
yeah.
right? We were off for spring break.
Correct.
So it was all replays all week. Sorry if you didn't realize. So there I am.
Appreciate if you
My
didn't.
Sleep's all wacky because we're on vacation.
Mm.
So I wake up at like 12:15 in the middle of the night, probably because I fell asleep at 6. You know how it is on vacation. You're just in this weird time.
12:15 a.m., midnight.
Correct.
Got it.
And you know when you wake up and you see your phone light up for a second?
You're like, one notification?
Yeah. I had like 3 notifications, and one of them said, so-and-so liked your reel. And I'm not saying the name because obviously I'm not going to say who it was,
yeah,
but
privacy.
It was somebody I know that I used to mess around with.
Somebody
and
that you used to
I
know.
I almost
somebody.
Fell over when I saw who it was on Instagram that had liked my reel in the middle of the night because I went, there's no way he meant to do that. Was he creeping on my profile? I have to ask DZ. I need answers. I need answers. I'm having a girl moment here.
So when you came in.
So I came in. I'm like, DZ, was he creeping on my profile or did he accidentally double tap on accident?
Sure.
Or was it intentional? Now, you ready for who
who it was?
Who was it?
This is why this is such a weird story.
I mean, I know who it was.
You know who it was.
Who was it?
It was my sneaky link. Now, if you don't remember this story, there was this guy that I've known for years, and we were friends with beneficios. Whatever the word
I like,
is.
No, beneficios.
Beneficios.
No, you was right on
and
that.
We were just friends. And
good Spanish pool, by the way.
That was, thank you. I was trying there. And one day, after years of friendship,
yeah,
he blocked me. And I told this story on the air. And I go, no DZ, I came in one day and I go, DZ, he blocked me. Why would he block me? We weren't fighting. We were friends.
Out the blue.
It was casual. Like, there's no feelings. Like, I feel like we really had this. We had a really good situation.
And I said, yeah.
Because we weren't toxic. We weren't jealous. We were just friends.
Y'all was just cooling. And I said, yes, yes, yes to all of those things.
But I said, why did he block me?
And well, I said,
you said, I think he got a girlfriend and I think he's trying to be a good dude. So he blocked all his sneaky links. And I went, no way. I thought this guy was
for the streets.
I thought he was a street boy.
You thought he was for the streets.
I thought he was for the streets. And so I couldn't believe it that he would actually do the right thing and grow up. But he did. I was impressed. I was like, wow.
Ellie said, I'm proud of you.
So proud of you. So he has had me blocked. I texted, nothing. This happened. So I went, okay, screw it. I moved on with my life.
Right.
And then randomly, it's been months. It's been 6 months probably since he blocked me, at least. If not, it may have been longer since
maybe
we
talked.
It might have been a year since we talked about it on the show, because I remember saying on Dumpster Fire, saying, am I blocking my own self from meeting someone because I'm just in this very convenient friendship right now, and so I'm getting all my needs met and I don't need any dating. So then we talked about it on the show. So yeah, so he randomly liked one of my reels and I thought, wait.
Strange.
So I'm blocked.
Thought I was blocked.
I'm definitely blocked on the phone. But then you came and liked one of my reels on Instagram a year later. So I went and looked. He's still in a relationship. He is. He is in a relationship.
So he is confirmed.
He is. And it says it on Facebook.
So then did he?
On Instagram, there's nothing.
Did he unlike your reel?
Nope.
He's
because,
still there.
Because, you know, I don't know if you know this. If you like someone's something on Instagram, on accident, if you unlike it, the notification goes away.
I did not know that.
Which
actually is
an amazing feature, because I have creeped on people accidentally and been like,
I double tapped.
And then I untap it and I know the notification. I just pray to God they didn't see it before it went away.
They didn't see the actual, because if you see the alert, you see the alert.
And this reel he liked is so old. It's just me like working out. It doesn't even.
Can I see the reel that he liked?
I would love to show you the reel because I need
context.
A guy's opinion. I'm like, so this guy who has me blocked randomly goes into Instagram.
And you know I'm going to tell you exactly what I think it is.
At 12:15 a.m.
Yeah.
And likes this reel. This one. This one. It's been up for probably a year or two. At the top of my.
Okay, so we're at the Princeton Club here.
Mm-hmm, I'm working out.
Working out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think he got busted creeping on my profile.
I think so.
Do you think? Because I don't think men care, if I'm being honest.
You know,
women, we creep and we go,
man, your triceps look great though.
Oh, thank you.
Triceps strong.
Maybe he
liked
my body. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe it was just a compliment to the physique. Because no, you look cut in there.
Thank you.
That video, you look like really, really like fit.
Thank you.
Like
that was last summer.
Yeah, no, that was clean, bro.
Thank you. The tan helps too. But anyway,
fair enough.
So I woke up and I go,
that did help. You're right.
The tan helps.
Now that you say that,
with
the muscles.
What do I do? Obviously, so I looked. He's still in a I just want to know, was it an accident? Have you ever I know other people can relate to this.
Oh, 100%.
Accidentally liking someone's stuff online is a nightmare, especially if the notification doesn't go away.
I don't necessarily double tap things on accident often, especially from people I know, because I'm rarely like lurking or creeping like that.
It would make sense if he didn't have me blocked, though. He has me blocked.
But he's got you blocked.
I think.
Should I
text him and see if I'm still blocked?
What I do double tap is sometimes when I'm quick, fast scrolling through stuff, I'll accidentally hit something twice and like it. The accidental double tap. And it's normally on some rando page of somebody or something that I don't know, don't follow, just in my news feed that, you know, the glitch happens or you drop your phone and you try to catch it and double tap, right? But I do think that he did it accidentally. I don't think he was purposely trying.
I don't think he knows that he double tapped my reel.
I don't think so.
But why was he on my profile on purpose or accident? Like, did it pop up?
Oh.
Or did he go to my page? This was my next girl question.
This is where girls go
deep into a hole and we don't know
what.
And dudes are just like, dude, I accidentally tapped it. Chill
why
out.
Why are you thinking so far into it? My phone fell when I was trying to wipe and I accidentally liked your reel. Why was I on your page? I don't know.
I don't want to mess with him because if he's in it, I don't want to be weird. weird, but I'm going to send him a hi text. I'm going to see if I'm still blocked on the text.
You're not. It's blue.
No.
You're not. It's blue. I'm telling you, it's coming up blue. You're no longer blocked. It would have came up green if it wasn't. If you got an iPhone, you're no longer blocked.
It doesn't say delivered.
Oh, good call. We'll see.
This gets weirder by the minute. So he still got me blocked on the phone.
You might. I thought it appeared yellow when iPhones blocked each other. Or not yellow, green.
There's no delivered.
Hmm.
So he had to have accidentally liked it, and I have no clue that he liked my reel. He has no clue that he liked it, does he?
But I'm trying to.
He has absolutely no idea.
But now that you brought up the point of what was he actually doing? Was he on my page purposefully?
Right.
Was he accidentally scrolling through and I came
questions.
Up in his feed?
This is what women get deep in a hole on. This is where we screw ourselves. We think too hard.
This
where men
why,
just go, we don't care. Yeah, it was an accident.
This is why y'all stress about stuff
this
like this.
This is why we're a mess. Mm. This is why they wrote Sex and the City.
So why
this is why there's 17 seasons of that show.
So why are we worried about this if he has a girlfriend
know.
And you don't want him?
I don't know. I was just curious. Actually, that's a really good point. You know what? Screw that. 414-533-1037. This is what women do. We just want the juice.
Let's talk about accidentally
liking
pictures. You're
actually right, because I do not. That was why I was afraid to text him.
Don't. No, definitely don't.
Wait, sent his text message.
Oh, you're blocked. Yeah, you're blocked.
So he didn't mean to like it.
No, he didn't mean to
like
it.
Which just gives me, you know.
You're blocked.
It's just excitement. It's just drama. That's all. Yeah, we're bored over here.
It turned green. You're blocked.
Well, now I'm going to message him on Instagram and go, hey, you accidentally liked my reel, you dummy.
Don't do that. Don't open up that can. No,
you're
no,
right.
No.
Actually, that's icky. He's got a girlfriend.
No,
okay.
No, no.
Let's talk to people next. If you've accidentally liked someone's stuff, admit it. I know you have.
And what do you do? Do you unlike it? Do you leave it?
I unlike it immediately because then I go, oh.
I've unliked certain things, but once I give you the double tap, even if it's accidental, I'm going to leave it.
Michelle from Caledonia said, kind of feels like his way of saying, I've unblocked you. Not correct.
Not correct.
No.
Still blocked.
Jenna in South Milwaukee said, I think him and his lady were arguing, and he was thinking about you. Well, not about me. He might have been arguing.
But thinking about something.
Something, and just like a dummy didn't realize.
Rough patch or something. See, but then that's even weirder, bro, because you're going to argue with your girl and then start scrolling
no,
on.
No, I think he accidentally hit it
yeah.
and had no clue.
But why was it an accident? Why was he on your page? All of those
things. That's weird.
They don't necessarily matter, but he accidentally double tapped and it brought the conversation.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next about your accidental taps. Admit it. Come on.
Admit it.
414-533-1037. I'm going to leave this one alone.
Yeah,
he said Allie is spiraling. Can you tell?
I got her.
Can you tell?
Life vest DZ, big bro over here. We good.
Kiss FM. Sandwich 103.7.
Sandwich.
Kiss FM.
Sandwich.
Giving my Dunkin' Donuts order to our IT guy. Where were we? Back to the chaos of women spiraling. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa. I don't even know if it's a wepa. More like a mwepa right now.
People are funny the way they're texting in saying women overthinking. If he wanted to get back in touch, he'd unblock you. I agree.
Yeah.
That's why it was such a funny random story because I was like, DZ.
What do we think?
Like, I know he's in a relationship because I looked and he has me blocked. So why did he randomly like my reel at 12:15 a.m.? I was doing the woman thing where we talk for 20 minutes instead of just saying, you know, he was probably pooping. He was probably not paying attention. He probably accidentally
hand slipped.
He was held it down to look at your boobs and he double tapped.
He zoomed in on something and then accidentally bop-bopped and didn't notice and then he bop-bopped on.
Somebody said he's just chronically on Instagram. The texts are funny.
Some people really are like that, like just overusing it.
Fine. Sarah's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her first. Hi, Sarah.
Morning.
Sarah. Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Well, you know, I sound like a lunatic, but this show wouldn't be the show without that. So here
Touché.
We are. Hi.
Talk to us.
Hi. I say, don't worry. I sounded like that a lot. I still do.
Okay.
But what I would say is he's breadcrumbing. This guy is for the street.
Breadcrumbing?
He's breadcrumbing.
What does that mean?
The Instagram has no girlfriend. I wouldn't date a guy like that. Like, why am I not on the Instagram and now you're talking to some girl you used to talk to?
Well, no. He's a dog. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's a reason that he... Here's the thing. I don't want to go too far back, but the reason I would never date him,
yeah.
because he's very handsome, very good. I would never date him because he's for the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally,
he's out here.
He was always an F-boy to me, so I never took him seriously. So when he blocked me and got into a relationship, I was shocked, Sarah. I was like, no way, this guy's being serious
with
somebody.
You didn't believe me that was my theory. You were like, no way, no way.
So when I finally realized he's in a relationship, yep. I went, well, good for him. Way to grow up and be a man. So that's why I agree with you. I wouldn't date this guy either because of things like this. But I really don't think he intentionally liked it. You
don't think
it was intentional, Sarah?
Breadcrumbs?
You think he's just messing with me because he's bored or what?
I do. I think some people like to know just the opportunities there, and he's kind of, it was just on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't trust those kinds of things.
You
interesting.
Shouldn't.
No, and I mean, if you feel like instinct, if you got that hair on the back of your neck sensation, you might as well at least, you know, invest in some thought behind it.
And I've even accidentally sent friend requests before. What a nightmare.
You've sent accidental
friends? Oh, it was an accident.
I've accidentally followed people and unfollowed them because I don't know them, but no, whoa.
You guys are nasty, some of the things you're writing in. Hey, thanks for calling, Sarah, and sharing your theory. We appreciate you.
Have a great
day.
You too, bye.
I'm scared to pull up Mike in Racine. I don't know what he wants to say. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. Have you ever done this to someone?
Yes, but not in like the same context as okay. him. You know, it wasn't like, you know, past ex. It was probably like just looking through my feed and accidentally tapping the heart.
Right.
But like not realizing it. But honestly, I think he did this intentional. You said that post was like a year ago.
It was old, yeah.
He was scrolling.
He went to your profile and he scrolled through
That's what threw me off about it. I'm like, it's not like it popped up.
That's valid. It's not like it was brand new.
You don't have to double tap it either. You can, if you've got your thumb on the left side of the phone, you could tap that heart once easily and it'll like it.
And it, depending on how you scroll, if you scroll with your left hand, that thumb is going to be right there next to the heart.
See why women spiral? You just brought
me back. Whether he intentionally liked it, that's questionable, but
I don't think he did.
Definitely creeping on your profile.
That part.
Which is makes it shady.
I do agree to that. He didn't like it intentionally, but he was on your page intentionally.
See now why I was bringing this up to dudes? What? I don't get it.
Mm.
But yet, so that's why I texted him, because I'm still blocked. So it makes absolutely no sense.
Makes less sense.
He
doesn't have that. He's doing it on there because that's where his girlfriend's not at.
Somebody said the girlfriend was creeping on you. It's a trap.
Maybe it was the girlfriend on his profile looking in accident. No.
Hey, I mean, when we're in the world of wild, outlandish theories, tell me this isn't. We're talking about women spiraling in one direction.
No.
You gonna tell me that the girlfriend ain't gonna spiral in her direction?
That's not a bad idea to do that, to see if I then reach out, to see if he's screwing around.
That's 100% feasible.
Oh, but how would she know about me?
That makes it even a bit more interesting.
That does. It does, y'all. You're
Dang.
Not wrong. Mike, you are not wrong.
Ooh, Mike,
now
I love
I'm
it.
Invested.
You should block him on Instagram and see if he reaches out another way.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Somebody
no.
said it was an old post. He was definitely looking.
Or his girl was the one scrolling
through.
She was deep in the barrel, because a guy's not the type. I mean, I guess I only speak for myself.
Well, think about this.
I'm not the type to scroll.
But we're not friends. We're not even following each other on Instagram. That's what's so crazy. She would have to go so
search
deep.
You out.
Like, I don't even think
we... it was him.
You think it was him, not the girl? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be pretty specific to find a profile if you guys are not, you know, mm-hmm. following each other on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So, he knows how to find you. He probably had an old message from way back and clicked on the profile and... We're bored at midnight.
This is fun.
We're findable, though, y'all. You know what I
this
mean?
This is how bored I am, though, Mike, that this is what we're doing with the date. I mean, we're at the bottom of the barrel right now, dude. We're like, why did a guy from a year ago double tap my post who has me blocked? The whole thing is like a mystery.
Nah, yeah, this
and
is lurking energy.
And that's why this show is a great show of the day.
My dog.
Thank you.
Mike. Appreciate you, man.
You guys have a great one.
You
I
too.
It.
You too,
somebody
brother.
Somebody texted
you,
in and said, definitely possible, Mike. Someone's lurking.
Yeah, someone is
and
definitely
then,
lurking.
Oh, I'll address this one, even though it's a very negative post. I don't know who this person is. They said, you brag daily. I do. How single you are. Lost a bunch of weight. Plastic surgery. Higher confidence. I do.
Wait, what?
That was so random. You sound like a hater.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I've talked a million times about how my dating life is a disaster, and I have issues. That's the one part of my life I suck at.
They sound like they
I've
need to go
owned
chew
it
on leather.
That I suck at this. Yeah. Okay, so go be somewhere and go somewhere else. You
go
need
buy,
a little victory.
Go bite a wallet and kick rocks.
Somebody said Alexa from Milwaukee said, so he blocked your number, but he still follows you on IG. No, that's the thing about it. That's why the whole thing is so
Y'all
crazy.
Don't follow each other at all.
No,
he or whoever was on his page had
or
to search
girl.
You out and scroll as far as they had scrolled to like something.
Well,
and we post with enough frequency. You post with enough frequency, I should say, to where, post from last year ain't going to be right there on the top of the list.
Jamie in Waukesha said he definitely told his girl he had dated Allie from Kiss FM and now she's creeping. I don't think so.
Yeah,
you think?
I know. No, I think so.
You think?
I think so.
Well, I'll just message her then. I'll be like, I haven't touched him. He's all yours.
Oh, we get messy.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
All right. So, DZ, We made it. I can hear. Yep, we made it. We had breakfast. Everything's good in here now.
I think we are rejuvenating our energy right now. Yeah. Rainy day makes you feel a little dreary and weary.
Yeah, it sure does. But you got to find things to keep yourself entertained at home.
That part.
You know, so.
Sometimes you do. Really.
Sometimes you do. So, we were talking about rearranging our furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me how often I rearrange my furniture. And I said, it's so ironic. We just talked about this on the show like a year ago when I got a new couch.
That's right.
And I moved everything and it changed my life. But I was thinking about this the other day, which is so weird that you asked me, that I never moved furniture. Like when I was a kid, I used to rearrange my room every 3 weeks, I
really?
Swear. Yeah, I feel like I was always moving the bed.
You're one of those kids.
Oh yeah, but now I feel like I can't rearrange my bedroom because of the vents, the furniture. My bedroom is not set up to be rearranged. So it was just always going to be in the same spot.
And when did that happen? Because we actually feel the same. We just rearranged our bedroom for the first time.
Like, you did?
Ever.
So like, how did you rearrange it? Did you move a bed to a different wall?
We shifted everything. If it was originally in one place, it was no longer in that same spot. I didn't care where it actually went. I moved things around a couple times to try to figure out configurations, but that was the problem I was running into. It was like, it didn't feel right wherever I started to put things. And I got to thinking, man, I hate all of our furniture. We need a new bed. We need different
dressers.
You
hated everything all of a sudden. You wanted to get rid of everything, the spring cleaning.
Yeah, man, but I ended up going, okay, we're at least going to move the room around to refresh the energy. And it feels good because I realized we had moved in. We're coming up on 2 years since we bought our home.
Oh my gosh, it's been that long?
It's going to be 2 years.
Jeez.
Literally.
I feel like you just bought it.
Same.
Yeah.
So we you know, everybody does this. You pull up, you move in, you unpack, and you kind of set stuff down.
Yes.
And then you either rearrange or you don't. And we fell into the don't, where when we moved in, we put things down. We put the couch down, and that's where it stayed. We put the TV up, and that's where it stayed. Our bedroom went up. Our dressers went in.
You left everything.
And that's where they stayed.
And you haven't moved anything in 2 years.
And we told ourselves, all right, this is where it's going to be for now. That's been 2 years of for now.
Yeah.
So we switched it up.
You did.
It felt good.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I'm not sold, though. I don't actually like the orientation of everything.
See, this is it, though. It doesn't fit right.
It doesn't fit right. I don't hate the layout. I just wish we were able to flip walls that we're on.
Yeah.
We're on the wrong wall, even though there isn't a quote-unquote wrong wall. But when you think about feng shui and the logic behind the energy of a space and how where you put something gives you other energy. And
I didn't know this was really a thing, but I really think it is a thing.
100%.
After experiencing it and from moving furniture, it changes your life.
When you have an internal reaction, you don't know what to call it. And then somebody goes, oh, that's feng shui. That's the feeling of the energy in the space. Yeah. You're like, huh? It makes sense. The feng shui is off, but it's still better than the last setup we had. I just don't like that my head is right next to our door, right? Like now my head is, I could open.
It doesn't fit right. This is what I'm talking about. You rearrange, it doesn't go that way. It's like, it's not a natural fit.
It doesn't feel natural.
There it is.
But it feels new. So we're like, okay,
cool. This is nice.
I can't tell you how bad I want to rearrange our room though now, because I want to keep flipping it. I'm just tired of taking stuff out, moving stuff in, the dresser's here, taking out the ottoman. Now we got to move the mattress. Bruh, I wish it was just easier to do. If that makes sense.
I feel like I only rearrange furniture when I need a change or I'm searching like for something, some kind of different momentum. So, and it usually works, but I haven't rearranged. Now I'm thinking I should rearrange furniture. It's so funny that you said this though, because if we just moved a recliner down to the basement, the boys decided they were going to start playing in the basement again. Well, I shouldn't say playing.
Hanging out.
Because when they were little, they always played in the basement.
It's hanging out now.
Then we hit the ages of like 7 to 11, where they were afraid of the basement.
Ah, scary, dark.
Can't go down there. It's dark. Somebody's going to get me.
Boogie
now
man.
We're at the preteen teenager phase where they want to hang out in the basement. So they're down there. And so now we were rearranging furniture the other day. And I said, let's take the futon down to the basement. And Owen and I could not get the damn thing around the corner.
Pivot.
And we were doing that pivot thing.
Pivot.
And I said to Owen, I said, you know how many times in your life you're going to have to move couches around corners? Like, this is the start of your life. In college, you're going to do this 17 times. Just trust me, we have to to stick with it till we get it in.
You're going to hate it, but you trust it'll go.
We never got the couch in. It did not go. No. In fact, we moved a recliner. But it was there was something, and then I got motivated to move things, and I thought, so it's funny you bring this up, because I was like, I need a change, and I can't sell my house.
Right.
Because the market's garbage. Huh. I can't move, because it's going to cost more. So what am I going to do?
So how often do you really rearrange? Because
not enough. You're making me realize I used to do it a lot more as a kid and when I was younger, and I don't do it anymore.
And I've had conversations with people recently outside of work that have like literally enlightened me to the fact that we might be the anomaly. People rearrange a lot. I'm hearing that.
I think they do too.
People rearrange their spaces a lot.
They need different. They need a change. Why do they do that though? A change or what?
But we're creatures of habit.
Yeah, which is why it's weird.
So you want your things in the same place, yet we're always searching to do something
to
new.
To move it around.
Make it make sense, man.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. 414-533-1037. How often do you rearrange? Do you do it a lot? Do you rearrange your furniture? Because I do. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a thing. Moving your space and your energies, and I'm so support this.
I want to do it more. I recently kind of played with the configuration of our living room, and I absolutely hate it. We do need a new couch, but once we get that new couch, our living room is getting completely flipped around. From the moment we moved in, I said, I don't like the way our living room is set up. It's the way it makes the most sense for the space,
you don't like it.
I hate the feng shui.
Oh my gosh, I feel this because the same thing. My TV, it's like I feel like it needs to be in one certain corner because of the glares on the windows and this and the way it faces. And even just when I moved it, my couch wasn't facing the window. That's what I was doing wrong.
I remember.
I was facing a dark wall and I flipped everything around. So I was looking out the window all day and I went, oh, this is changing my life.
Oh, look at all the life out here.
Oh, there's people out there.
Oh, I am not isolated alone in my home. Yeah, no, for real, for real. Like, it's an important thing to attach yourself to. And I want to know how often people rearrange, because I am thinking that I would like to mentally rearrange once a month, once every 2 months, just to move things around. Even if not the whole house, one room, at least a room, whether that's the basement, whether that's our laundry room, whether that's the boys' room. We recently flipped their beds around. It was out of need, but we flipped their beds around.
Yes, they're sharing a room.
Yeah, like all of these things that's like, well, yeah, let's create new spaces and just feel different in our own home.
All right, well, the phones are ringing, so we're going to talk to people next. Tiana from Sheboygan texted in, said, I hate that I can't move the furniture in my living room. The vents and the doorways. That's what it happens to me, girl.
Outlets get me too.
Vents and doorways and windows screw everything up. I so feel you on that. feel you, Tiana.
Oh, so we're together on this one, y'all.
Girl, all right, we're going to talk to you guys next. I promise you. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and TZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We're talking about rearranging your furniiture and how you were searching.
Fixing the feng shui.
You moved your stuff around and it doesn't feel natural.
No, but it was necessary, man. Mm-hmm. 2 years in the house and we had just moved in and set stuff down and kind of just unpacked.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to arrange our home. And I went, start with the room.
You're
why
inspiring
not?
Me to want to rearrange stuff. Let's go to Ariana in Waukesha this morning. Hey, girl, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you like to move furniture around?
I do. I actually, about a year or so ago, I kind of did a soft update to my living room.
A soft update. I've never heard that before. Not a hard update, a soft update.
Soft launch.
It was more like decorations and stuff like that.
Ah.
But then it turned into like getting new end tables.
Sure,
and then,
yep. Sure.
One thing turns into more.
We ain't demolished no wall or nothing, but we definitely painted one.
You know what Hudson said to me the other day, Ariana? This is actually really funny. He looked at me and he goes, why do you guys have all these signs everywhere that say stuff? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, you know, like families forever. He goes, what's with you having all these signs?
He was wondering about the live, laugh, love.
He was making fun of us for those signs. And I was like, noted.
Just wait till you get older and you need words of affirmation all over too.
You'll go to Big Lots one day too and buy the sign. Don't worry. So anyway.
I didn't quite go that level, but at the same time, like just got pieces, looked at Pinterest, what kind of vibes I wanted to go for and looked around and it changed everything.
How often do you do that?
It changed everything.
Well, I kind of revamped and grabbed stuff from other areas, Probably maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years.
Okay.
Just to kind of change it up. And I didn't buy a lot. I just moved stuff around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's smart.
And I think it looked better.
She's reminding me of when I moved the couch and did all that, and it changed everything. And I forgot what a huge change it was on my mood, my personality,
your energy,
everything.
And it didn't even have to be a new couch. Sometimes it's just, okay, we're going to take the couch from the basement and flip it. We're going to bring it up. We're going to put the futon downstairs. Exactly. But you don't got to buy new to feel new.
Yep. Well, you're inspiring me today, girl. You and DZ. I'm going to go home and I'm going to move everything later.
Allie's buying a new house today.
A whole new house.
Whoa.
We appreciate your call.
I demolish everything, then regret it. I'm like, wait.
Wait.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Listening all the way in Indianapolis on the Odyssey app. Pull up Carl and Indy.
Carl. Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
What up, Carl?
Morning.
All right.
So, do you move a lot of furniture? Talk to us.
You're a rearranger?
Not really in particular, except for, like, if I have to get some dust bunnies and stuff. I do have a bunch of stuff in my room, so I don't really like move stuff. So if I have to move stuff, I have
you're
to
like
take everything down and then move.
I can see your room right now, Carl. You got collectibles everywhere, don't you?
Well, he's a Comic-Con cat too, so he's got all the memorabilia. Yeah. I could see why he would maybe move stuff out of the way
and he doesn't move it because it actually messes up his energy if he moves it. Yeah. That's the kind of energy he's bringing to the table.
Oh yeah, and I got like memorabilia. Like I got like Brewers, Bucks, Packers, Bengals,
all that
stuff.
Your
room looks like our table in the corner. We have so much stuff thrown on this table. We look like hoarders in one corner of the studio. That's your room.
Once it has its place, it lives there forever.
Yep, exactly. We can relate. Totally.